But anyways, according to Rashi, the thing is that what we're mentioning here is as follows. That the first Rashi in Bahar Sinai, so the way Rashi learns it, you see, basically the mitzvah are given in three places. You have Har Sinai, you have what? Ohel Moed, and then you have Arvas Moav. Okay, Har Sinai and Ohel Moed were the same place, the same general area. It was beneath the Har. Okay, it's beneath the Har. But the Arvas Moav was in a different place. So there's two girsos. The girsa that we have in Rashi, you see, there's three types of mitzvahs. There's mitzvahs that are Nemra B'Sinai alone, mitzvahs that are Nemra B'Sinai and Nishnu Barvas Moav, and then there are mitzvahs that are only Nemra Barvas Moav. Okay? So the question is, what is the Taurus Kahanim, first of all, what is the Taurus Kahanim saying? I mean, the question of the Taurus Kahanim is obvious. The question of the Taurus Kahanim is, if the Pusik is doesn't make any sense in terms of its emphasis. It's out of the what is the Pusik telling you? What? The Shemitah is only Shemitah is in Har Sinai and nothing else. That's crazy. We know that can't be. That only Shemitah was in Har Sinai can't be. So it must be. So what the Taurus Kahanim, where Rashi explains Taurus Kahanim, is that Shemitah is no different than anything else, but it's just giving an example from a mitzvah to teach you that this is the way the mitzvahs are given, but it chooses one mitzvah as an example. Okay? That's what Rashi says. But the question in Rashi is, what is it? What are the Taurus Kahanim telling you? So Rashi, the gisa that we have in Rashi is that it's telling you, just like Shemitah, it could not have been, since Shemitah was not Nishnis Barvas Moav, so you see the mitzvah had to be given in its totality, completely at Sinai, so therefore, it's using it as an example. So what is so an example must mean that this mitzvah has qualities that's not unique to Shemitah, because you can't say it's unique to Shemitah, because no difference in Shemitah than anything else. There's no reason in the world to differentiate between Shemitah and anything else. So therefore you must say it's an example. So an example means, just like this, all the other mitzvahs, telling you something about all the mitzvahs, but it's just using one as an example. It's a method of communicating the idea. So what is Rashi saying? So our Rashi says like this, that just like you can't say Shemitah was split up between what? Between Sinai, which means Sinai, according to Rashi, would mean either Sinai Kodam HaKamas HaMishmon or Ohel Moed, the same area. So, but the main idea is you can't say the mitzvah was split up. So therefore you must say this mitzvah was given at Sinai. So Rashi concludes, also all the mitzvahs were also Nemra Misinai. Right? That's our Rashi. So therefore what Rashi's telling you is the significance of Sinai. Everything had to be at Sinai. That's what it's telling you. Because from Pshuto Shemikra you would say everything doesn't have to be at Sinai. Why? Because you see mitzvahs were given partially at Sinai and they were complemented in Arvas Moav. So therefore it would seem to indicate that Sinai, the Makom of Sinai, is not the major significance. So therefore the Pasuk came, Vaydabar Shem HaMoshe Bar Sinai Lamar. And the only reason that it could be referring to Shemitah is not because anything unique about Shemitah is other than other Targ mitzvahs, but it's showing you, it's using Shemitah as an example. So therefore, so what's the example? So the example is something that you would know from Shemitah itself. And Shemitah itself we know, Dikpratel v'diktakera b'sinai, v'doshem v'bahar sinai lemo. So everything was Har Sinai. So therefore you should know that the mitzvahs that are broken up and were complemented in Avos Moav, that was just a repetition. But all the mitzvahs were really given where? At Sinai. That's our Rashi. So according to our Pshat and Rashi, the significance of Sinai is really what the Taurus Kahanim is saying. But the Ramban has a different Lashon Rashi. Ramban's Lashon Rashi is Ubar Kosov Alimed Kan Al Kol Dibur Shenidba L'Moshe B'Sinai Shemi Sinai Hoyu Kol HaSem V'Diktu Kehem V'Chozer V'Nishna Ba'ar Razmov. So then, if that's the case of Rashi, you see, it depends where you put that chin. Our Rashi is Al Kol Dibur Shenidba L'Moshe Shemi Sinai Hoyu Kulo. The Ramban had a different. Al Kol Dibur Shenidba L'Moshe B'Sinai Shehoyu Kulom Kol HaSem V'Diktu Kehem. Or he puts in Shemi Sinai Hoyu Kulom. Doesn't matter. The important thing, the question is where that chin is. Is that Shin before Shem Sinai, or the Shin belongs later? Shehoyu kulam kolosim v'diktakeim. What's the difference? According to the Ramban, it's telling you a completely different thing. Rashi. What Rashi's telling you is every dibur that was mentioned in Sinai and was chozar and nishn and complemented in Avos Moav, so it's telling you that what? That really Avos Moav is just a repetition, but it was given completely originally at Sinai. So that's a different idea. According to Ramban, what Rashi's telling you is not the mitzvahs that were given in Avos, not that all the mitzvahs were at Sinai, but a mitzvah that was split up. Don't think that that is so. The way it's Pshuto Shel Mikra indicates that it's split up. It wasn't split up. The entire mitzvah was given at Sinai. But what about other mitzvahs, the third group of mitzvahs that were Nemru, Bavas, Mav, Alam? Doesn't say anything about them. So then it's a different chiddush. So the Taras Kahanim is telling you that you can't have a mitzvah that's given in that one mitzvah can never be given in a can never be given incompletely. Okay, that's impossible. But a mitzvah had to be given in its totality. In its totality. So therefore, the mitzvahs that were Nemru B'Sinai, Nishnu Barvas Mov, they were completely Nemru B'Sinai. So that's what it's telling you. Just like Shemitah, it was just like, what's special about Shemitah? Special about Shemitah is you must say that the entire mitzvah was given at Sinai. So therefore, the other mitzvahs, of course, it doesn't mean mitzvahs like Shemitah, because that you know from Shemitah, you know just like you know Shemitah. But it means the second group, that it would appear they were given in pieces, broken up in pieces, that can't be. So what is it? So what's the chiddush then? So then the chiddush is that God did not give a mitzvah unless it was b'shlemusa. Unless it was b'shlemusa. But to give miktsas a mitzvah, or even the heading of a mitzvah, and then to fill in later the details, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu would not do. That a Kadosh Baruch Hu would not do. That would not qualify. The dibur had to be a complete dibur. That's a different idea. But it's not saying that doesn't mean there couldn't be a dibur in Avos Moav. But the only thing, every dibur was complete. It's a different concept. Okay, one concept, the way we have Rashi, it's the Makom Sinai. The way the Ramban quotes Rashi, it's the derech of the Mesorah. That Moshe Rabbeinu received the mitzvahs, every mitzvah had to be complete. It's a different idea. I mean, I saw what an Achronim is. He says that the Chazal say that every, and it's true, every time you have a mitzvah in Mishneh Torah that was mentioned before, there's always something new. So, yeah. But, and then Ellie's question is, what does it mean? Does it mean it was given to Moshe Rabbeinu on Sinai, or it means it was given to Kol Yisrael? Pashtus, it means it was given to Kol Yisrael. Because a mitzvah, when it was given, so Moshe Rabbeinu was melamed the klal, like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, four times. The whole Seder Olimut. So the answer would seem to be that it was given, in other words, the limud was given, the complete limud was given on Sinai. The moment the mitzvah was mentioned, there was the entire kol haseim, prot haseim, v'diktukeim. Every single thing was given and was taught to Kol Yisrael at Sinai.
Yeah.
So the question is, so why was it restated in Avos Moav? Why was it restated in Avos Moav? So, because that's what Rashi says, it was restated. He says, the Chazru v'nishnu b'Avos Moav. Okay, it was repeated in Avos Moav. So why was it repeated in Avos Moav? So that, the answer is, because the Sefer Dvarim is a different kind of a Sefer. It's a Sefer, it's called Mishneh Torah. Okay, so it's called Mishneh Torah. It's a different kind of Sefer, because it's the Divrei Musar of Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Divrei Musar of Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu incorporated into Chamish Chum Shei Torah. So it means that those mitzvahs that Moshe Rabbeinu repeated that became Torah Shebichsav, they became Torah Shebichsav through a different vehicle, through the vehicle of Divrei Musar of Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Moshe Rabbeinu repeated it because it was Kodem Kenisa La'aretz and it was Samach L'Misaso. So therefore, there was Moshe Rabbeinu determined that this has to be repeated under the framework of Divrei Tochacha. So that's why. So those the details that are mentioned in Mishneh Torah that were already given at Sinai, you see, were re-mentioned again by Moshe Rabbeinu in the frame because of the Divrei Tochacha. So the Divrei Tochacha demanded that these certain Dikduke mitzvahs, a certain parshas that were already taught the Klal Yisrael, should be reworded, the Dikdukim should be mentioned over here. The parsha is repeated, and new things are mentioned in Tarsha B'Chsav. So it became part of Tarsha B'Chsav under a different framework. Actually, it was given me seen that the mitzvah was complete, but the Tochach of Moshe Rabbeinu rendered it Torah Shebachsav because of that framework. It was a new framework that was Machayev, the Torah Shebachsav. Of course, the problem is, what about the mitzvahs that were not mentioned before? That's a good question. Good question. All the mitzvahs in Dvarim, practically all the mitzvahs in Dvarim, are all, if you look at that, all was always tied to Knesset Laretz. So it was a combination. It was a combination of Limur and Tochach. Limur and Tochach. It was a combination. That was the Divrei Tochacha of Moshe Rabbeinu. I mentioned that once before. It's not just Divrei Tochacha. It's Divrei Tochacha philosophically, Divrei Tochacha, but it's tied with Limud, because there's no such thing as Tochacha without Limud. So what Rashi's saying is that those mitzvahs that were already, the mitzvah had, according to the Ramban, the mitzvah when it was given had to be given Bishlei Musa. No such thing as Pah. Why is it repeated over there? Because the Divrei Tochacha, the framework of Tochacha, was Machayev that the mitzvah should be repeated, and that a detail and a new detail be mentioned. Okay, but it's the framework of Tochacha that was Machayev, not because of the Kabbalah and Mitzvahs. The Kabbalah and Mitzvahs was complete, but there was a new Torah Shebachsav. Yeah. Yes, good question. Question is that what do you do with Mekosha? Because Mekosha was given the Miktsas, because they knew it was Chayiv Misa, because Machala Masimos. But they didn't know which Misa, so you see a mitzvah was given incompletely? Hey, the answer is that the mitzvah of, that's not Shabbos, that's mitzvah skila. See, that's mitzvah Shabbos and mitzvah skila are two different mitzvahs. So therefore, it doesn't mean that mitzvah Shabbos had to be given. Machala Masumas is two halachas. Machala Masumas is a reflection on the role of Shabbos, you see. But then there's a halacha of the mitzvah of Skila is a separate mitzvah. So mitzvah Skila was not, when mitzvah Skila was given then. That was given Bishlei Musa. Mitzvah Shabbos doesn't mean for the ownership of Shabbos. It means the mitzvah itself of Shabbos. But mitzvah Shabbos and mitzvah Skila are two different mitzvahs. Because the Rambam has. Well, Yossi's question is that how is it possible they knew the Chayiv Misa, but they didn't know that it's Chayiv Skila? So it comes out that the Machalam Osimos was not Bishlei Musa. And every mitzvah, according to Rashi, has to be given Bishlei Musa. But the answer is because mitzvah Skila is a separate mitzvah. That's a mitzvah Reish Chavtes in the Rambam, mitzvah say. He shed Sivonu Liskol over Moktas mitzvahs, Vura Moris Baruch, Skalta Mosim Bavonova Mesa. That's a mitzvah skila, seven mitzvah. Okay. In other words, lo sasecho malacha couldn't be given she'ein b'shlam osa. That's impossible. Okay. All right, so the Ramban, this is the Ramban's two kashas mentioned are difficult. I don't understand what the kashas are, just simply. What are the difficulties? But anyways, the Ramban's pshat, how does the Ramban's pshat work? It works like this. That Shemitah is unique because Shemitah is the only mitzvah that you have the klolim originally given at Har Sinai. And then the pratim were given later, but they were still Bahar Hashem. They were still before Vayisu Bahar Hashem. So what is it? So that's what the pasuk means. Vayadab Hashem Moshe Bahar Sinai Lamar. It means that the dikduke hamitzvah had to be given over here at Har Sinai, because the klolim were given already. So the pasuk's telling you this had to be given. The reason why this was given right now is because the pratim, if they'd wait till later, they would be lacking Sinai. So therefore, these pratim had to be given over here, right now, right before they left that place. Because otherwise, you would have diktukei mitzvahs that would be given somewhere else. And then in the end it says, Eila mitzvah chukum mishpatim asher tzivat Hashem b'har Sinai, as much b'har Sinai. So there already it's saying all the mitzvahs, right? So it's telling you, that's the last pasuk, right? Where's the pasuk? The end of the sefer. Eila mitzvahs asher tzivat Hashem es Moshe al b'nei Yisrael b'har Sinai. So what does it mean? So it means that all the mitzvahs are the same. All the mitzvahs are the same. So what if you just had Eila mitzvahs? If you just had Eila mitzvahs, so that would mean all the mitzvahs were what? Were given at least kol haseihem b'Sinai. That's what it would mean. Eila mitzvahs would mean that all the mitzvahs were given b'chol haseihem b'Har Sinai. Right? But now that you have Shemitah, so it works like this. Shemitah was given kol haseihem. And the Torah had it emphasized that the pratim were given at Sinai, these pratim over here in Bahar. So therefore it had to show you that the mitzvah of Shemitah, it would not suffice to have the klolim alone being given at Sinai. And Shemitah, of course, is no different than any other mitzvah. And all the mitzvahs were nemru b'Sinai. So all the mitzvahs were nemru b'chlolo sehem b'Sinai, that we know. So, and by Shemitah, it singled out Shemitah to show you that Shemitah was klolo sehem b'Sinai, but now the pasuk emphasizes that the details had to also be given in the Sinai. That's this pasuk. Rosh Hashanah b'har Sinai le'emor details. So it's telling you that the details had to be given b'har Sinai of mitzvah Shemitah. So therefore it shows you that it's not just the klolim of the mitzvah, but the details of the mitzvah have to be given at Sinai. And then it tells you later that all the mitzvahs were given at Sinai, which means all the klolim. And therefore you know that one mitzvah can't be different than the other. Shemitah is no yachsin, so therefore just like Shemitah, the pratim had to be given at Sinai before they left, so therefore you know that all the mitzvahs also had to be given where? At Sinai. That's the Ramban. Voila. I think there's one premise underlying the Ramban's kashas. There's one premise. It's not in the Ramban, but I think he considers it to be understood. Okay? He considers it to be understood. what the Ramban's kasha is based on is that what is Rashi telling you over here? Rashi's telling you a klal insofar as the mitzvahs are concerned, right? So, but not a klal from Torah Shebal Peh. You could have a klal from the Masorah. You have a Masorah to all the mitzvahs are given. Tayag mitzvahs nemr l'mosh b'shem. Okay? Yeah. But Rashi, so what do you have to have this? What do you have to have this limit for? You see? So the answer is because Rashi is saying that it wasn't enough to have the limit to be a limit of Torah Shebal Peh, but it had to be from Torah Shebichsav. You see? That's why Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe b'har Sinai Lemor. That's the Torah's Kahanim. The Torah's Kahanim is saying that it must be from Torah Shebichsav. Okay? Why? Because there's a problem with Torah Shebichsav, because there's an impression from Torah Shebichsav which a person could assume to be correct, and it will be a false impression, which is that the mitzvahs were split up. Let's say like Ramban says, that you have the Ikar HaMitzvah, and then you have the Dukkah HaMitzvah. So therefore the Torah corrected that mistaken notion that one might draw such a conclusion from Torah Shebichsav. So the Torah didn't want that mistake to go without addressing it in Torah Shebichsav itself, right? That I think is Ramban's problem with Rashi. That if that's what Rashi's saying, so then it didn't the job was not accomplished. Okay, what was done didn't fit the bill. What wasn't enough? Why? Because first of all, Shemitah is no different than anything else. So there's nothing unique about Shemitah and Torah Shebichsav. So the whole drasha as a drasha of Torah Shebichsav doesn't make any sense. Because why are you singling it? There has to be, if it's going to be a Torah Shebichsav, it must be something that a person can know from Torah Shebichsav. From Torah Shebichsav, you have a lot of mitzvahs. You have many, many mitzvahs, perhaps even hundreds, hundreds of mitzvahs, actually, you do have, that were not repeated and not split up. Okay? So when someone reads Torah Shebichsav and sees Shemitah, it doesn't catch his eye. I mean, what's so special about Shemitah? In the framework of Torah Shebichsav, that's not a method that has any validity. It's not a valid method. Because in Torah Shebichsav, if you're going to teach me something from Torah Shebichsav, so it has to be from the framework of Torah Shebichsav. What do I see Shemitah? What is it? There are many, many mitzvahs like that. Right? So the reader of Torah Shebichsav does not have any inkling from this Torah Shebichsav about the uniqueness of Shemitah. There are many mitzvahs like that. So why should a person think that how is Torah Shebichsav pointing its finger at this idea of Shemitah? You can't. In order to do that, it should be something unique about Shemitah. That's the Ramban's kasha. You see? The Ramban's second kasha is along the same lines. He says that, no, on the contrary, he says, our kasha was, that's exactly what Rashi's saying. No, but he means Ramban is arguing, if you want to correct the impression from Torah Shebichsav, you didn't accomplish it, because there's no ways that you have an equation. If you had an equation in the pasuk between Shemitah and Sha'ara mitzvahs, so then it would correct the misimpression. But on the contrary, the Torah remains in the framework of Torah Shebichsav. On the contrary, makes more sense to say. That the klolim were given at Sinai and the pratim were given later in Avos Moav, which is a logical type of a thing, or to say, because it says Bahar Sinai and Shemitah, that no, that's going to uproot this whole impression. It doesn't work in terms of Torah Shebichsav. It doesn't work, because on the contrary, the logical conclusion is just the opposite, that the klolim was said here, and that's why it was nishna, because something was lacking. So how do you uproot that? How does this correct the misimpression that you're getting from Torah Shebichsav? It simply doesn't work. See, that's the Ramban's kasha. The Ramban's kasha makes sense. If you understand, his criticism is based on the fact that Rashi is trying to correct the misimpression from Torah Shebichsav. But if you do that, it has to be within the framework of Torah Shebichsav. You can't do it you can't just say you're picking Shemitah. Why Shemitah? There's many, many misses like that. So what's unique about Shemitah? There's nothing unique about Shemitah. So how does Torah Shebichsav correct that mistake? Elamai, you want to say that it's telling you from Torah Shebaal Peh that it's missing? I say you don't need a Torah Shebichsav. You don't need the pasuk now. It's hanging on a pasuk, so it's hanging on a pasuk, so it's a drasha. So it's Torah Shebaal Peh. So what do you need this whole thing for? I mean, you have to have Torah Shebaal Peh to correct it. That's why I think the Ramban's kashas are. So the Ramban answers both kashas. Because the Ramban says, no, it's really Torah Shebichsav. But Torah Shebichsav is very good with regard to Shemitah. Because Shemitah is the only mitzvah that you have the klolim b'Sinai and then the pratim in Ol Moed. So it is broken up. So there the pasuk uses Shemitah as an example, because in Torah Shebichsav it's broken up. So therefore the Ramban is saying that this is... In Torah Shebichsav, it's a wonderful example, because it's the only one in Torah Shebichsav that's broken up. And it says Bahar Sinai to tell you that these details had to also be supplied at Sinai. That's perfect. The question is, how do you know the Sha'ar mitzvahs? He says, that's again Torah Shebichsav. Eila mitzvahs from Mishpatim Asher, Tzivat Hashem as Moshe, B'nei Yisrael, Bahar Sinai. So it's again Torah Shebichsav. Now he says it's Kaftav Aferach, because everything is really explained in Torah Shebichsav, so you shouldn't make a mistake and think that in Arvos Moav mitzvahs were given. No, but on the contrary, mitzvahs were given at Sinai. Okay? And he says, what is Arvos Moav? He says, and Arvos Moav is Aval inyan avos moav shenitztava shom Moshe levayar haTorah labanim. That's what it was, but not new mitzvahs. What does Ramban do with mitzvahs that weren't mentioned before? What does Ramban do with that? With mitzvahs that weren't mentioned before? I don't know. It's a good question. It'll seem to come out according to the Ramban that there were mitzvahs that were given at Sinai that were Torah Shebal Peh, and they didn't become Torah Shebal Chsav until Mishneh Torah. That's true. The gears that the Ramban has in Rashi would go against the Taig Mitzvahs Nolam Moshe B'Sinai. You see, what I think it means like this. Take a look at the Ramban. See the Ramban in the end, what he says. He quotes the full, V'chein Shonu Shom B'Torah Kahanim, Eila Mitzvahs, Ein Navi Rosh Hashanah Chadash Odova Me'ata, Asher Tzvid Hashem Es Moshe Kedai Ashlich L'Sholcho, Es Moshe B'nei Yisrael Zuchus Yisrael Gorma. Right, Bahar Sinai Shikul Nemer Sinai. Okay, Ad Kam B'Taras Kahanim. Okay, and yeah. So why does he quote? I mean, all he wanted to do from there is to be makish all the mitzvahs, right? So he just needed the last part. But you see, he quotes the whole thing. He quotes the entire Taras Kahanim. So I think there's a reason why he quotes the entire Taras Kahanim. What he's saying is like this. That the int, you see, why is Ein Novi Rashoi L'Chadash Dova Me'ato? What does it mean? It means that Sinai was an institution. That Sinai, the reason why Ein Novi Rashoi L'Chadash Dova Me'ato is because Sinai supersedes the Krisas Bris Sinai, the institution of Sinai is something which is fixed, permanent. Everything had to be there, and there can never be any change. Even a Navi cannot come with a Dvar Hashem later to make any change whatsoever. Okay, but what the Taras Kahanim does is the Taras Kahanim lists the factors, the elements that the elements of Sinai that really from which the whole institution of Sinai is constructed. What are the elements? You see? So that's what's all yes. What are the elements? Ein Novi Rashoi L'Chadash Eila Mitzvahs. Ein Novi Rashoi L'Chadash Dova Me'ata. Why? Because this Sinai was something which was the Krisas Bris, fixed, permanent, cannot be changed. Why? Because of the following. You see, Asher Tzivar Hashem Es Moshe Kedai Ashliach L'Sholcho, because that Shliach was the only Shliach. Es Moshe B'nei Yisrael Zuchus Yisrael Garma, because of the Klal Yisrael. That's another element. You see, Bahar Sinai Shekulam Nemru MiSinai. It means that the makom was also necessary. The makom. Why was the makom necessary? I want to explain. The makom was necessary not because the makom has kedusha. Because see, the makom doesn't have it. Kedusha is based on mikdash. It's Har Moriah. It's not Sinai. But because of the event of the Maimar HaSinai, because the Maimar HaSinai, in other words, the makom is a vehicle of the Maimar. So that's what it means. Eila ha-mitzvos, that's what the Taras Kahanim is saying. Eila ha-mitzvos, she'ein novi rashoi l'chadash dov me'ata. Why? Because Sinai is qualitatively differentiated. Why is it qualitatively differentiated? Asher tzivar Hashem es Moshe, kedai ha-shaliach l'sholcho. This shaliach was unique. As b'nei Yisrael, zechus Yisrael garma lahem. Why the part of Sinai is? Because of the zechus of Klal Yisrael. Without Klal Yisrael, just Moshe Rabbeinu, wouldn't be any Sinai. Bahar Sinai Shekulam Nemru MiSinai, because that makom, the makom is Galus Hashchina, was an element that made Sinai into a unique phenomenon, and it could never be changed, never added, nothing deviated from Sinai. So really, that's the full Taras Kahanim. That's what the Ramban says. It means, because this is really an explanation of what Sinai is, why Sinai is unique, and why Sinai is Eladvar Mikan She'en Novi Rasho L'Chadosh Dov Me'ato. And that's why, according to the Ramban, it had to be only Sinai, and Arvas Moav could not be. Because in Arvas Moav, it's too late. Arvas Moav is, you don't have the elements anymore of Sinai. So therefore, it's only Moshe Rabbeinu was being Mevayer HaTorah Labanim. That's the union of Arvas Moav. According to Ramban, means even Moshe Rabbeinu. Nobody. Ela Mitzvahs. And no one can be Mechadosh after this. So this Sinai was Moshe Rabbeinu, Klal Yisrael, Sinai. Those are the elements. That's what created an institution, and it's that's why it's fixed.